Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Thinking Fast and Slow. You might know this idea from somewhere else, or for you the concept of following along with the pacing of my words is something new. Regardless of the situation, it will help if you're in a comfortable position to listen and able to focus on the moment. Can you keep up? Because so far, I've been taking things slow, giving you all the time you need to absorb, understand, focus, and relax to my words. However, that can change because I can also start to talk much faster, where it becomes more difficult to follow along with everything that I say, and the words become almost like a waterfall, just running along, and maybe you are able to follow them. Because it's not like I'm talking faster than you can hear or you can understand. And yet, when you want to relax and you focus on the sound of my voice, the rhythm of my words, it's nice to focus on a few simple things. Like the weight of your body, how it feels, the temperature of the room that you're in. All are details around you, awareness that you can consider within yourself. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, and the rhythm of my words, you can feel the temperature of the room and the weight of your body with more and more clarity. Each and every part of your body is aware of the unawareness that spreads from your unconscious, because the more unconscious you feel, the more relaxed you will become, even if it means that your mind will be slightly overloaded. As moments melt into implants, you might notice these words or remember them from somewhere else as versions develop over time. And yet, the pacing goes from fast to slow, and from slow to fast again. One might consider the fast word a wake of sorts, where your alertness increases and your focus intensifies to follow each and every single word. Or perhaps it is the slow words that really draw you in. Because overflow results in emptying. And the weight of your body is something you can easily feel. As every breath, it seems to sink a little deeper to the sound of my voice, following the rhythm of my words and feeling the temperature of the room. When versions develop over time, moments melt into implants, and yet the memory of those moments may become a little corrupted or confused with the words that are used to pull you in different directions. Up to some is awake, while for others it is afloat, adrift in a dreamy state of nothing. We're down to earth with your feet on the ground, feeling solid and grounded, and yet also drifting down deeper, a drop in a ripple, an ocean of emptiness. as overflow results in emptying, recovery may result in cleared caches, as the weight of your body follows the temperature of the room, down and up, into the sound of my voice and the rhythm of my words, the flow of my sentences, growing through you in ways where your mind simply listens and lets it happen because it's too complicated to wake and follow the words down to drop deep. Pacing and leading, allowing your mind to slowly catch up, to go down. Now as you drop down and wake up, you might find yourself focused on the words more than before. The words will mess with your mind a little, and you may struggle to remember everything that happens. As you do your best to make sense of it all, the descent of your mind has already begun. It drifts down deeper into your unconscious, able to follow the rhythm of my words, a simple tick and tock that seems to draw and drop you deeper. And then it goes fast with a rhythm that's slowly increasing over time, drifting deeper with that voice of mine, melting yours even deeper into your unconscious. Your mind drifts away as my words sway them deeper with the sound of my voice and the rhythm of my words, the weight of your body when moments melt into implants. Recovery may result in cleared caches as you feel the temperature of the room changing. Or maybe it has stayed the same even more than before as versions develop over time. Short-term memory no longer functions as expected when recovery may result in cleared caches and wake, wondering what's at stake or what to make of these words. And again, they are nice. It's a spice as sweet as a memory, a dream drifting deeper, confused as a sleeper just awakening from an intense experience far away, adrift in the dream world where waves of wandering sway up and down. Feel the weight of your body, your awareness of the room, the rhythm of my words, the sound of my voice. Versions develop into implants as moments melt over time. Recovery may result in cleared caches as overflow results in emptying, where short-term memory no longer functions as expected, and each and every thought is following along, trying to make sense of the nonsense that sensibly senses some changes inside of you. Each change affects another, triggering fall after fall, until it's all down, all the way down, flowing into a drop that ripples and never stop, fading your mind. It's a nice feeling to feel yourself reeling to wake and yet barely able to open your eyes, because it's so nice to realize that you're drifting inside. So go ahead, hide from your unconscious as you fall deeper in trance, Enjoy the dance. Flow with the melody, the rhythm, and soon you'll see how nice it feels. Listen to the sound of my voice. Follow the rhythm of my words. Feel the weight of your body. Notice the temperature. Or maybe it's all too much. When moments melt into implants, overflow results in emptying, and versions develop over time as recovery may result in cleared caches. And yet, short-term memory no longer functions as expected, as it's all jostled and jumbled, mixed and matched with different sensations, experiences that, and experiencing a malfunction as moments of fast and slow simply fall deeper, a drop, a ripple. Stop. Blank. And one more wake, just to see if you can keep up and stay down deep into nothingness. Go and drop, it's okay, let your thoughts stop, out of the way. Become your unconscious, mindless, blank. Trying to remember everything that just happened is like looking at a waterfall and following a single drop down. It tumbles and falls further and further, the sparkling sensations, dazzling display of deeper drops, so many thousands of drops, and you fall as moments melt into implants. Recovery may result in cleared caches, and it's okay. You can listen to the singular sound of my voice and forget all the rest. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll find yourself a little confused, or more than just a little. And that's okay too, no matter what you do. The confusion, the thoughts, the things that you've lost, the memories dropped deep, they've been replaced in a way as you space out, so deep, so drifting. So let yourself follow the words that go up as you barely wake, only to drift down deeper into nothingness, letting go even more and following the flow, opening a door and feeling yourself entering the nothingness of your own unconscious, a blissful blankness that spreads like a blanket. Settles on yourself as it comes to rest. And when you are ready for the rest, let it follow with something nice as you close your eyes and relax. And enjoy.